I'll take bad selfies and put them on the thing. That's a selfie.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good.
You can't do that, man. You need to have good production. Your podcast is not going to work without production.
Sean said he's going to try to AI it so the a mouth on the picture just moves. That'd all be sick. He's so tight. I'll give him like four different pictures.
We should start doing that.
Yeah.
Like Family Guy, you know what I mean? How Family Guy would have like a cut to a joke that had nothing to do with the episode. Like if we come up with a joke, we should have an AI video
for
joke.
Fucking sure.
Yeah, you could have a guy drenched at a restaurant. You know what I mean?
It's like a shitty AI reenactment.
Yeah. Are we recording?
You and I recording.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, that's a good idea. You guys just got a glimpse in the creative process.
Yo, that's crazy.
Podcast.
That's a good idea for a podcast. We should podcast when we don't know we're podcasting.
Ooh, I think that would get us in a little bit of trouble.
We need a secret producer.
I think, yeah, it would
be. We need to get tapped.
We do have a secret producer right now.
True.
I'll take care of you, boy.
The catamaran plan is in the building.
I'm so scared that I'm fucking this up, but it looks like it's
working. Yeah, it'll be good.
It's, if you fuck it up, it's fine.
Guess what? If we laid down an hour of fire and it didn't work, we would just lay down another fucking hour of fire.
Yeah, it's nothing to us, dude.
Also, Ack, get off our fucking dick, dude.
Yo.
I'm kidding.
Ack, shut up, dude. Don't bring that up.
I don't know
Drake.
Why he wants smoke with Philly thoroughbreds all the time, dude. He went at Freak. Now you come. It's like, what are you doing,
just call him Freak.
He went at Meek, dude. He went at King Meek, and now he's, dude. It's crazy.
I wish that of all the things I've ever gotten in trouble for or like brought up, that one hurt. Last night, that one hurt. I love Drake. I have no, they're like, Drake and Shane are friends, dude. He knows. Like,
I know. Oh, that's kind of nuts.
I don't know anything.
I also,
we were just back in our QAnon phase where we were trying to find all the pedophiles.
We were on pedophiles.
He put out Euphoria. He got me hard with high school teens.
His fault.
That was his fault. So I called him a pedophile.
Also, might be the best character ever, Domination Daddy. The dude,
Domination
Daddy,
gay
alpha
nice.
Dad who was having sex with trans teenagers.
Just plowing trans teens. The ultimate trap. That was a trap, dude.
I know. Domination Daddy.
Did you ever watch Euphoria, catamaran plane?
No. But I just want to say on that video, I watched it last night of you calling out Drake for the pedophilia. I love that you open with, I want this on record. You declare that I'm calling it right now and I will need people to bring this up later on. I saw you when you found out about it. I've never seen someone so ashamed of something they've said. This is the true remorse coming out. For
I think that was the era of him with the Stranger Things lady.
It was the Stranger Things and Euphoria.
Yeah, it was pedophile. Everyone,
I was like, I know it.
It was the red. It was the Red Scare of pedophiles. I saw a guy. You know what was funny? I saw a guy on Twitter or X, whatever, come up with a thing like, guys, actually, the law of consent, 16 years old. So Drake's not a pedophile. I think he was fucking around trying to be funny, but it was.
You can't. You gotta. You can't defend it like that. You gotta. Just,
his defense of it, I swear, was within the rap beef. Him being like, bro, if I were a pedophile, I'd be arrested. It's like, wait, what? What are we talking about, dude? He's like, the amount of pussy I get, if I was fucking that many kids, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
It's like, good point, I guess. It's a fair point.
Drake fucking rules, dude. I take it back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he rules unless he's a pedophile. If he's
a
pedophile.
That goes for everybody.
Exactly. That's true. That's a fair point.
You have to be so great.
Yeah.
You have to be Michael Jackson.
Greatest of all time. Yeah, or you think Tom Brady could be a better? No, you think if he wanted to be, he's a goat at Netflix, so he's not good enough.
He's the goat, dude.
How many touchdowns do you need, bro? How many touchdowns do you need to be? The roast was crazy.
The roast was really fun.
That was, man.
I'm so glad I didn't do it.
Yeah.
That whole ride over, when we were driving to it, I was like, thank fucking God I'm not performing on this. It was so nerve-wracking. There's so many fucking hot celebs.
There's so many hot celebs.
I'd be so afraid to perform in front of the hot celebs.
It did have,
you know, that fucking dude yelling. When Kim Kardashian she got booed, which it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
It made me sad.
That's like a throwback boo, though. I was telling you, it was so hot like 9 years ago to be like, fucking Kardashians.
Yeah.
It was just a thing you did.
I don't know what they were all mad at, but I understand the logic behind it. You're just up in a fucking the top part of a stadium.
Yeah.
The most beautiful lady walks on stage. You're drunk. Once you hear one person start booing, you're like, yes.
Boo.
It's time to destroy her. But anyway, at the end of her set, she was on her like closing joke. And we just heard a guy from the rafters just by himself. The whole room was quiet. And this guy just goes, bitch. It was so fucking funny. Just a guy calling her a bitch. It was so crazy.
That is that's a wild move.
Think if he was with his like girlfriend.
I know.
Just spazzed.
They got in a fight after
it. So mad at Kim Kardashian.
His girlfriend's like, she's a smart businesswoman. He's like, she's a bitch.
I've had that exact argument.
Oh, that's girl's number one. She's actually a really smart businesswoman. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, we've had that.
She her set, she was making fun of whatchamacallit? Caitlyn.
Yeah, that was funny.
She was slamming. It was pretty funny. Netflix really took off the gloves, man. Is it safe to say the pendulum swung?
The pendulum.
Did the pendulum chime at the fucking?
The pendulum might have to swing back, dude. They swung it too far.
They wild.
I mean, they put a bunch of athletes on stage.
True.
Former athletes.
Locker room talk.
Every single joke was just like, dude, you're fucking gay. You suck dick.
Yeah. And then it'd be like, and I suck your fucking
and
dick.
And then I fucking jizz, dude.
That Kevin Hart made me laugh with that, of him being like, motherfucking white boys talking about sucking each other's dicks. What the hell is this? God damn.
Yeah,
but yeah, that there was, I will say that maybe it is just me, but I feel like there was like a very sinister energy in the roast the whole time. I feel like it's like a, I feel like I was watching for real, like a satanic religion. It felt like I truly feel like there's like a entertainment at the highest, entertainment at the highest level is a religion.
It was very adversarial and strange. And then I just wanted to say Tony was phenomenal and had a career defining beautiful moment, but it was such a cynical like thing. I watched it at my friend's house and I made them watch Japanese no theater for an hour afterwards. Just I needed something pure and wholesome. So it's just Japanese people walking very slowly while a shrill flute plays. Oh, and they're making these weird noises, and then it's a guy with a mask pretending, you know, a little girl mask, crying for an hour. And it was something in my heart cried out that just like, give me no irony, please. No negativity. Just sad Japanese people doing something from 800 years ago. It's the only answer. Yeah, I'm sorry to have made
that interruption. No, please. No, that's a fair point. Yeah, I always worry. I'm like, maybe this is just me, because I'm like, it could just be pinging my own insecurities. But I was just sitting there being like, there is something sinister in the air. And I couldn't put my finger on it. I was like, I for real felt like it was a black mass.
That's why I didn't do it.
I know. I
did
that.
Even the Lewis roast, I had a lot of fun doing it, but it's like, I don't want to do that again.
No.
And those were my friends, and that's not even that funny to make fun of your friends as hard as you can in front of everyone.
The Skanks roast was, the Skanks, they're doing that kind of stuff all the time. And it was fun, but I do get it. It's like, dude, I don't want to do that again. And also, like, if you guys slam me, I'm going to fucking spaz.
I'm going to spaz.
Don't slam me.
I'm
going to
smile with tears in my eyes and go, that was really funny. I'll never forgive you. I'll literally never forgive you. I'll go out of my... I'll secretly do bad things to you.
Imagine if you were up in the dais roasting and then like somehow your pants fell down and your penis came out and the whole country's like... Ugh!
Yeah, dude,
fuck,
obviously...
Fuck!
Your tiny penis falling out live on Netflix.
At the
front
roast.
Of Sweet K. Sweet Kim Kardashian.
In front of Tom Brady.
Oh, and I've let things go a little too. I got a bush going. That'd be chaos.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even. I must have a bush because I haven't cut it in a while. That's awesome.
I got a bush.
If you had a bushel penis on that.
A bush tiny bird. That'd be the most.
Hey, Robert Kraft's here. Oh, shit. My penis. Oh, my tiny penis.
It's good to see Robert Kraft. Oh, fucking shit.
Oh, crap.
That would be it.
You fall down and Gronk's trying to pull your pants back off. You're like, Gronk, get off me.
Gronk, help.
Gronk, help me.
Gronk on television was... People told me that in the room it felt weird and drunk and uncomfortable. On TV, it was sublime.
It was. I thought it was just lit. I think,
Gronk spiked the shot glass. I'm told that a lady did cop a face full of glass
in the
front.
Dude, I was right there. It flew right into a lady. There were like a bunch of pieces dispersed and one just like ninja starred right at the table in front of us.
Obviously, sacrifices have to be made for great television.
True. True.
That was a very beautiful moment.
I did enjoy watching the reactions of like the tables in front of us. They're like these guys. I'm assuming they're kind of well to do, like industry type people, and they were sitting there, and anything anyone would say, be like, oh, you got divorced, and they go, Oh my God. It was pretty sick. It was, I was like sitting there like, dude, am I like something wrong with me? Because I would just feel nothing. I did when Tony started killing. I for real was just like, oh my God.
I had the same feeling I had when we were in Orlando and I saw the modern architecture. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hate it for the first time. I saw the glass boxes surrounded by the palm trees. Like, oh, when it's done like this, when it's at its top level, this is beautiful and it's good for the spirit. Yeah. And it's like, I hate roasting. And then I saw Tony do it. It's like, if that's what roasting is, this is fine. Yeah. It's just that almost no one is doing it. The only other one I've ever enjoyed was Norm Macdonald being nice to people.
That's very nice.
Which is sort of killed it for a long time after that. Yeah. That was the pinnacle.
It was cool. It was fun to watch. I had a good time watching it. It was very interesting. But yeah, there was something.
It was fun. It was long as fuck though.
It was too long, dude.
First hour, it was very fun. Great. And then
fantastic.
But yeah, Tony fucking killed it.
And he like started in the audience and just slowly so walked fun to off. Watch. Dude,
we were laughing about it yesterday of just like just a random gay guy got up and walked on stage and then fucking killed everyone. Just being a nasty bitch up there. Dude, it was so. Yeah.
He was going to come out and do a little cleaning.
Spade, yeah. Spade was talking. The Kill Tony part like kind of bombed because part was like quiet.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like, oh no, what's going on here? And then Tony just walked up and just.
Yeah, it was
absolutely
weird.
Absolutely destroyed.
It was kind of weird they had to do that in that format initially, but then Dana White was like, Dana White was very, you fucking liberal pussies, fuck you guys.
Yeah, that was actually awesome. That was really sick. The pendulum swung so hard, dude.
It fucking chimed. The pendulum went dong.
They're going to have to pay Hannah Gadsby a lot of money to make up for that
price. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how Netflix does it. They're like, one for you. Then I make one for me, dude.
Yeah, true. One for your boys, one for my boys. I might do a special, just me, black and white, with just all my jokes on little fucking cue cards where I hold them sadly and go.
That'd be very good.
Pretty tight.
A24 will produce that.
That'd be awesome.
HBO will pick that up.
You know it's not like, easy.
Are you tired of laughing during comedy? Here comes another sack of shit.
Poor fucking Ben, bro. Affleck.
Affleck, yeah. That was
I thought he was going to do it. I was like, Affleck, are you fucking leading the revolution, dude? Are you cleaning up the internet once and for all?
It's time, dude. That always helps. Whenever the internet's attacking you, you got to go out and go, you guys are the losers.
You guys are fucking bitches.
It always helps. Dude, it doesn't make it way funnier to keep making fun of you.
I know, man. It's... like, dude,
your Batman idea would have killed.
Why didn't he do it, man?
That would have killed.
He comes out as Batman being like, you guys are fucking assholes. Ben Affleck's actually the fucking man. Stop making fun of him. Although what he did was pretty funny. Being like, I mean, I don't know why you guys talk so much shit on Tom Brady. He's so much better than you guys. You guys are fucking losers, actually. Tom Brady's a man. He doesn't need this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, yeah, that was are awesome. You sure this is about TB12, brother? This is about BA1.
Do people talk shit on BA1?
All the time. BA1 gets crushed for...
Why does he get shit talked?
He gets like Will Smith level kind of pussy whipped celeb gossip. Like where Will Smith
destroyed. Every time they showed him, it was like funny and relatable. It was like a guy, he's like slams a door when she gets in the car.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, it's funny and relatable
and
for
he's
you.
He's like depressed and standing outside smoking.
You know how sad that would be for you? If that's your thing, I watch it, I'm like, oh, it's hilarious. But he's like... I don't think he likes that he's like him slamming doors and yelling at his wife.
It's funny as fuck, dude.
I think it's
every
funny.
Comment's like, yes, this is a normal relationship.
Yeah, I think it's funny too, but yeah, maybe he's just, I don't know.
Of him smoking a cigarette, like depressed outside of a door is, was a career comeback for him. Everyone was like, damn, Ben Affleck's the man.
Man, Gone Girl is the most beautiful movie about being abused by a woman.
True.
I saw that, I maybe saw that five times. Yeah. I just kept going back, and I thought, I might be working through something while watching Gone Girl. But like only he could really embody that's what a woman can do to you. Yeah.
I mean, also, I don't want to really speak on this, but it's Diddy's ex. So it's like, bro.
Dude, stop giving... Heck, God damn it, dude.
I want this on record. I reckon Diddy might be doing some weird sex shit. I want people to know. I heard it now.
2019, on the record, I want this.
Yo. Oh,
what
man.
A mistake, dude. When my boy Drake's, getting attacked from all angles, and then his number one his number one fan, the clip resurfaces.
Dude. You could be on the next Kendrick track. Shangela's
head. It would that would really, really make me sad, dude.
Yeah, I do.
It literally flashed before me at dinner. When you told me they like they picked up that clip, I was like, my whole career is just to hang out with Drake. And I was like, it's over now.
You're still good. You might just have to go in disguise.
Batman. Batman suit.
He didn't mean what he said about it.
These guys online are really fucking mean. Yeah, Batman against commenters would be so funny.
Hey,
yeah.
Stop. That comedian's actually really cool. He doesn't make that much from his advertisements. Fucking lighten up, guys. He had a lot going on. He couldn't put a podcast out this week. He's a nice guy.
You forgot the camera. All right, relax.
They actually get a lot taken out in taxes. It's not as much as you think that when they come down to it.
Yeah, if he came out as Batman and defended himself, it would have been the funniest thing ever. Just, this is a good idea to, like, you know, at minimum, have a sense of humor when you're doing a roast. Yeah, yeah. Just minimum, come out and be like, hey, guys.
Bill Belichick, I'd never seen Bill Belichick Beast. Talk before. It's like someone walks in, you go, this man's IQ is 50 points higher than everybody else here.
Is that the impression you got?
I got the impression he was like one of the smartest people I'd ever seen. I loved him. I don't know what it was about Bill Belichick. I've never seen him before. I don't know any of his history. I gather that he was very good at what he did. But he like radiates something. There's some like weird charisma in him.
I thought it was just like charming grandpa energy. I was like, he was just kind of fun. It was fun watching.
Everybody loves. He's like it's very funny. His press conferences, he's got very famous press conferences because he never answered. They're like, what do you think about this? He's like, we're on to the New York Jets. We're not worried about what's going on with that. Like, what's going on with this? He's like, we're on to New York this week. Like, what was the game plan of this? He's like, we wanted to go out there and, well, now we're on to the New York Jets.
He's awesome. Fucking care. Well, the roast is kind of a nice idea because the idea is to like have all these people come out and kind of like expose their egos to like a bunch of like negative insults for like so everyone can laugh. But
the thing that would make it tolerable is we only roast the ones we love, and that's what they keep saying.
Yeah.
But that's not, it's like some lady wants a Netflix special and she's got five people to write the nastiest things she can about a guy she's never met before. This is a very poor form of love.
True.
It did. It left me sad. Like I was.
You're desolate.
I'd also seen The Fall Guy just before then and had also a very. It was like two difficult aesthetic experiences. I just wanted to go and look at a flower or something.
True.
You know what I mean? Like,
what was wrong with The Fall Guy?
Ben Knight was excellent. My friend Ben Knight, who was in it, man, he was so great. Man, he was so great. He was
what
so
a Hollywood
great.
Ghoul.
I thought my friend Ben Knight was exceptional. I hope he gets another movie. I thought Emily Blunt was underused. Whoa. Yeah. And Gosling is wonderful. But it's just, it wasn't. I don't know if they met it during the writer's strike or what.
Did they like do anything in the movie?
There's a lot of great stunts.
No, I'm talking about like.
Mm? Oh, sexually?
Yeah.
No.
Just curious. Yeah.
No, just yearning looks at one another.
Oh, that's not, I like that.
Yeah. About 40 minutes in, there's a dog who's an attack dog who only responds to French.
That's nice.
That really kept me in the film. I was thinking of walking out.
That's pretty tough.
And then when there was that dog, I was like, I will wait. And then my friend was on it. I was like, hey, all right, this is turning around.
Nice.
But that's what it took.
That's awesome. Well, I'm sorry you had a double dose. We had some very positive experiences here, though. Dude, Efron.
Efron.
The man.
Shout out, Efron.
The man,
shout out,
dude.
The other Batman.
True.
Pattinson.
For sure. Beast. There's been a lot of cool people.
Yeah, there's so many famous celebs in L.A.
I have cool famous celebs who are very nice.
Someone called Sue. I didn't know who she was. I was trying to bum a cigarette off somebody and she didn't have one, but we just spoke for 10 minutes. And then at the end, someone was like, it's Suki Waterhouse. She's a supermodel and Robert Pattinson's fiance. I was like, oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Oh, at the show.
Yeah.
Nice.
She's very nice. Zac Efron. Oh, I had a weird. I went over to go and say hello to Zac Efron, and I thought that they had seen me do comedy, so I would have an in. And I walked over there, and I was ready to go, hello, how you doing? And then immediately they're like, oh, I said, I'm a. They said, "Oh, we missed the start of the show. We just saw him." I was like, "Oh, how fast can I walk away? There's no reason for me to be here anymore." That was very embarrassing.
Yeah, that's the worst. You're like, they saw me. They're going to realize I'm the man.
I saw something. They saw something special.
No, we have no idea who you are. We didn't see it. Yeah. We heard you did good, though. That was great. I got to watch James bum a cigarette from Post Malone last night.
Fantastic.
Insane. You're a Hollywood ghoul now. You've become a big-time celeb overnight. Dude. The catamaran plan became just...
insane.
It's out of control. I watched him bum a cigarette, and I pretended like I was like, "What the fuck?" There was a little bit of him, and he's like, "Well, I don't know." No, it was awesome. How nice is Post Malone, dude? That guy fucking rules.
He's a man.
I've never seen a man with a full set of silver teeth who I wasn't afraid of before, but he's so cool, dude.
Yeah, he's a man. For real, he's a very nice dude.
Is there anybody you hated so far?
Very chill.
I do not have an ongoing feud with any big comedians in America. No, there's nothing going on. We can't.
Who are you fighting against? We won't be able
to. Listen, I like Nate Bargatze. Yeah. I like him. And I went to go and tell him that I thought he was great. And he took it wrong.
Bargatze was on McCain's ass
last
night.
Oh, my God,
dude.
He's trying to sink the catamaran.
How are we going to work it out, Nate? What's the way forward?
It's over.
Yeah, dude.
Bargatze is a psycho. He'll never forgive you. He'll never forgive you for that.
That was the funniest.
Is it still best recording?
All right. The best one, Adam's sitting there, and while James is talking to Nate, Adam goes, "Why are you staring me in the eyes while you're talking to him?"
It was... Nate's very... No, you're
hold
fine.
On. No, he did. He got me. Spit take. James spit taked us. We had to take some selfies for the slideshow.
Nate's very good at doing exactly what he just did. He talks shit. He's very good at making you feel like he's seriously angry at you. Because I think it's coming from a little bit of place of truth.
Yeah. We're all struggling some way or the other, no matter what. We all have an inner landscape we have to deal with regardless of anything.
Yeah.
You know?
And when another comedian sits down and goes, "Oh, I heard about you this year."
But you don't have to take that bad. You can just be like, sweet.
Oh, of course.
That's the thing. It's like, bro, especially with comedy, like, dude, nobody knows.
Yeah.
When you're with comedy fans, you're like, "Oh, dude, obviously people know." But like, if you ask average people, they're like, "I have no fucking clue."
No one knows.
For 99.9% of comedians, the average person's like, "I don't know."
Yeah, but it was good. And then James, he walked you down.
He did, bro. He humbled you.
I will say, David Spade lifted me up.
I got to. I didn't know people would be there. I thought we were going to. I almost wore my shorts. I thought we were just going to be in a pool drinking. And then you're at a extremely fancy hotel, and David Spade was sitting next to you.
Hunter Biden Hotel.
Yeah. And then I ran away to call my wife, and I was like, "David Spade's here." The angry bum.
Yeah. So I got the DOS on that. Well, I don't know if it's true or not. Actually, I'm curious to see. They said there's this drug here called Zombie, which I was like,
if that's the case, that guy was on that. A zombie.
The driver was saying that this drug will, like, if you're fucked up on it, again, this is, I haven't looked into it myself, but what the guy was saying is, like, it just whacks you out so much. Like, he could have been looking at us, and he's like, "You guys could have looked like a building or like an animal to him." Yeah. Like, he might have just been, he was totally gone.
I don't know. He was calling us gay.
I was using some sterner words than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Also, he kept saying, he said, "Don't look at me."
Is that what he yelled on the way? Yeah, well,
"Don't you look at me?"
Well, I was standing.
You were goading him. Like,
on the busiest street in the world. Yeah, that's on the walk over. Me and Matt were walking to the Chateau Marmont. We tried to go to a pool bar, but then we were like, "Oh, the Hunter Biden. We should go to the Hunter Biden Hotel."
That'll I kept trying fun. To bring up Hunter Biden smoking crack in there last night, and nobody would. Everyone's like, "Oh, cool." I was like, "Yeah, this is where he smoked crack," and he'd be like, "All right, man, it's cool."
But we're walking over, and there was just a tiny alcove, and a. The scary, it was a Call of Duty zombie popped out.
Yeah.
Just full fucking.
It was like a little brick half wall, and he just fucking, like, he, for real, like maybe 5 feet from us, was just like, "Hey, you motherfuckers, what did you say? You motherfucker," and just free, and then stood
on it. And
stood on the half wall. And I was like, "Here we go, dude. We have to kill this
guy. You and me are going to have to beat this guy to death.
We have to finally. I've talked about beating homeless guys to death for
you
a long time.
You talked about beating a homeless guy right before that guy popped out. You did put that on us. He was trying to just watch the dog park and mumble to himself. And Matt was like, I'm going to fucking kill this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. There was a guy.
There was 20 feet later, a bum got out.
Watching the dog park. And I was like, yo, what if I just fucking crack this dude as hard as I could? And then we walk 5 more feet. This guy's like, you motherfuckers are it. We might have.
They hive mine. I was about to say they did, dude.
They had the fucking fungus growing, dude. Yeah, they were just kind of like.
He got us.
It's not funny to talk about cracking homeless guys in the head as hard as you can.
But then on the walk back, we walked on the other side of the street this time. But I just stared at him the whole time
because I didn't know you activated.
And I activated him. That fucking asshole. I hated that guy. He was so mean.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So I didn't think I would be able to activate him. I wanted to try to use the force from across the street.
You did.
And I just kept nodding at him, like slightly nodding from across the street. And he was going like this. He was doing this. And I was like, damn, is he doing that to me? And I was like, oh, he's just putting a...
Yeah, hush. Finger to the mouth. But true, good call.
I was like, I think he's looking at me. And I kept going like that to him. And then he was like, rah, 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 rah. I was like, oh, there he is.
We should see if we can sneak up on him today. You motherfucker, fuck you.
I think he'd be down right away. Yeah. I don't think he'd get scared. I think he'd be. Oh, he'd match the energy immediately.
He also might be sleeping for the next 14 hours. So.
Yeah.
Because the shirtless dude just emerged onto a brick half wall 4 feet from us so fast.
His loudest screaming.
And like. Inching toward the fact that he respected his boundaries though was kind of cool. Like wouldn't cross.
It
over
was
the,
a dog.
Like
you,
he, yeah, it was for real. It was like a dog in the front yard jumping up on the fence because he wouldn't come out. But yeah, because it was beef. So I was like, damn, the fact that you're really.
Oh, I wanted the smoke on the walk back, dude.
For real, when he hopped up, I thought it was academics. I thought it was.
I'm gonna whoop academics' ass for what he's done, dude.
I'm kidding.
How dare you bring up my own quote that I said
that I injected into
that
the thing.
I said, yeah.
Now, there's the idea of having beef with academics is funny.
It is funny.
I don't really want beef with Ack.
No, we don't want
any. I don't want beef with anybody, dude.
I want beef with that fucking homeless guy, though.
That, yeah, for real.
He's obviously scared the fuck out. That was the most scared I've been in so long.
I had, like, dragging coffee, too, so I was already all adrenalized, and that hit me, and I was like.
Yeah, it wasn't even fight adrenaline. It was different. I was so scared. It was so fucking scary.
Yeah, it was for real. I was like, no, dude, no. It's tangled up with this sweaty fucking homeless guy with a shirt
on. One helps you. No. Everybody on the street.
The two ladies, I mean, obviously they had to. We're the protectors, obviously. The two ladies just dipped out right across the street.
No one's going to help. I watched a guy get chased by a bum in San Diego, and it was so fucking funny. It's like it's not touching anyone else. The bum was not attacking anyone. He just saw a guy across the street. He was like, fucking.
They call everyone.
Printed at him, and the guy was just like, no way.
Stop. Yeah. There's gay guys.
There's a lady in Austin who keeps getting her tits out and calling me the N-word.
Really?
Yeah. She's near the creek in the cave. She'll just like, shirt off, tits out, hey! And then she launches in. But it's also, this is like the richest, most beautiful part of America. And so like, you know, and you've, any other country in the world, those homeless people would be run out brutally. It's such a free country that you go, here are our billionaires, and there's a man on some sort of zombie-eating drug ready to say that he's going to rape him into next week. I mean, this is a really interesting...
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Does that fly in Australia? Do you have, like, wild homeless... Or don't you guys...
It builds up, and then we push him away.
To where
and
the then suburbs?
People, yeah, we just wait until the hipster ladies are attacked, and then we have an excuse to push them out. But yeah. it keeps building up and then coming down.
Yeah, I know of someone who has a restaurant, and... they were saying like they're like the homeless people were coming up like crazy, and they kept telling the waitresses he was managing. He's like, bro, like leave him alone, like don't like you just can't let him in. Like I know it sucks, you just can't, trust me. And the lady was like, yeah, giving him shit. And then she like went to bring a guy like a burger outside in the parking lot, and the dude just grabbed her pussy. I mean, it's terrible. But the guy was like, I told you to stop fucking with these guys, man. He was fucking honked her, which is terrible.
You guys, what, you sell hot dogs? He fucking grabbed it.
She's like, it was like, fuck my boss. I went out to like give the guys a food. The guy was like honking.
She tried to give the homeless guy a cheeseburger.
I think she would have lost it. He just grabbed it.
I had one beautiful experience with a homeless in America before I got used to it. I don't know if I said, I was in Pittsburgh and there was a guy on the street who I bummed a cigarette. I'm bumming cigarettes off too many people. And I said, God bless you. And he said, are you a Christian? I said, yeah. And he just started reciting scripture to me. And he had me hang out with him and buy him beers for like 3 hours until my Greyhound bus left. The whole time I thought he was going to kill me. I thought it was like building up to some weird thing. And it wasn't. He just like said he was having a hard time and we hugged and I got on a bus. But it was like, I'll never have that experience again because I'll never be open to talking to a homeless. Like after that one, there are about 17 bad ones. Yeah. But there was one beautiful one. I'm happy. Sure.
That happens when you're new in a city. Because I grew up, there was zero homeless. It was in, you know. But as soon as I got to Philly, I was just, it took me a month. I was literally shaking hands with every single homeless guy. Every single guy that was like, oh, I need a little bit of money for the bus to get back to Jersey. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, well, how much do you need?
Yeah.
Like about $20. I'm like, I think I got that.
Your family's in the car?
Yeah. It's like, holy shit, your family's in New Jersey and you have to get back? All right. They got me every single fucking time. And then you get used to it and you...
A guy just, would hold the door for you in a 7-Eleven. You're like, sorry, sir.
That guy got me. That guy on Lancaster Ave, 7-Eleven, would get me every single time. We knew each other. He would be like, what's up, big man? He always had fresh shoes, though.
He did, actually.
That was the one thing I always noticed about him.
He did. That was good for him.
He was the man. That was a good homeless guy.
Dude ruled.
I never heard him lash out, really.
Yeah, I've heard him spaz.
Every once in a while, he'll lash.
He was a little nasty to me. Every night, if I didn't have it, he'd be like, you motherfucking bitch. And I'd be
he would do that?
All right, yeah. If we're thinking of the same guy.
It was an older black dude. Yeah.
Jacked. Yeah. Ripped. Not jacked. He's more ripped, honestly. He's more cut.
He was on that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's on that hydroxy.
Paleo
cut.
Diet. Yeah. Dude. He was on the full caveman diet.
Yeah. The rocks.
Actually, he was fully on just taquitos.
Yeah.
He was fully on whatever roller hot dog somebody walked out and gave him.
He was on 900 calories a day.
Yeah.
The 900 calorie a day diet. No fucking nutrition whatsoever. But yeah, I got tricked by those guys a lot, and then I started to wisen up. Now the cashless economy is killing the homeless, dude.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I can't do this. It's too complicated, man. I'm like,
I can't Venmo you.
Like, you have any money? I'm like, I have a ton, but I can't. I'm like, I don't, like, you don't have that. You lack the technology for me to transfer my wealth to you, so I have to go. I have to leave. It's terrible.
It is.
It's awful. But if I have cash, usually I'll try to hook the bros up with some motherfucking cash.
Yeah.
Or it is nice. I remember the one time I was taking a mega bus from, I think, Philly to New York, and I was walking around like that area in Chinatown, and these bros were out, these homeless dudes, and I was like, they're like, yeah, I was like, dude, I'll go get you guys want food? And they're like, dude, yeah, please. I gave them like the Wawa party hoagie, 2 liters, dude. The bros chowed. It was
That's
so
nice.
Tight. It was very nice.
Yeah.
And it was like a bunch of other dudes came. They started just chowing.
Hitting the boys with a fucking hoagie platter.
Yeah, with some 2 liters. 2 liters, big bag of chips.
That's
dude.
Sick.
They were like, oh, shit.
Yeah. We could give that to the mean bum.
True.
Hook him up with some grub.
That's not a bad idea.
Just be like, we're sorry.
Bring him to my mall.
I should bring him to the show tonight.
That would be tight.
I'll let him go. I'll introduce the show. I'll sprint out from the
you motherfucker.
From the back curtain.
He comes out and says, fuck you motherfuckers.
I'm going to secretly bring him. So while you're on stage, put him out on stage.
Dude, no.
There you are, you faggot.
Well, there was two gay men eating dinner. They didn't even stand up for the cause.
No.
I was like, you guys, he called us. He called us fags in front
of
you.
It was fun for everybody.
Yeah,
other than us.
They were kind of like,
I'd be so happy if it, you know, I've seen it happen to someone else, and it's so fucking funny.
Well, it's also if they were older gay gentlemen, so it's got to be kind of like an ironic twist to watch like two obviously deeply heterosexual
two
men
sick
walking
frat,
walking
frat
down the street, just be called fags, and get attacked, like, and them just being like,
it's not that fun. Yeah. They were literally at a pink bench. They were sitting at a gay table.
I was like, yeah, all right. Yeah, you'd think they would have came to our defense. But no, it's funny to watch, obviously, again, like two just heterosexual alphas just being called gay. They must be like, huh, hilarious.
Yeah.
Matt.
Oh, fuck. Matt, are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life?
Yes.
Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories.
Fuck yes.
Do you remember us? Do you remember what we did on the road?
Oh, yeah. I want to put that memory. I want to put a video in there.
Personal endorsement. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I remember everything.
I personally endorsed you.
I'm going to have to hide that frame, though. It'll be just for me.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Holy shit.
That's awesome.
Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
Yo. Know who else is guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages?
Your boy. Read the fucking verbatim.
My turn here. Let me see the verbatim. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com/MSSP to get $30 off plus free shipping. Dude, it's hurting my eyes. That's shipping on the best-selling frame. That's auraframe.com/MSSP. Use code MSSP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
That was good.
That was tough. I was going off of memory for a lot of that.
I was shaking the camera.
Shit.
Yeah. All right.
Next, Dad.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, what are you doing over there, dude? We keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. All right? Personal endorsement. I love therapy.
Me too.
It's helping.
Yeah, dude.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/MSSP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelP, HELP.com/MSSP.
Excellent job.
You're excellent.
You can, man. Lucy is made for your nicotine routine and delivered straight to your door. It's 100% pure nicotine and always tobacco free. always tobacco free. You can choose your preferred form, pouches, breakers, or gum. And you can choose your strength from 2 milligram to 12 milligram. Flavors include mint, apple ice, espresso, mango, and more. Save yourself from the weekly gas station stop and sign up for a monthly subscription, which saves you 15%. No commitment. Cancel anytime. Oh, bro, I fucking love. I mean, obviously, nicotine's the writer's best friend.
Yeah,
and if you only
great.
Do, Peter Attia says, even Peter Attia condones it, who's a health guy.
Dude, jacked. They call you when the order arrives. They give you a phone call sometimes. Really? It's very nice. It feels very professional.
Lucy drops it off to you?
Yeah. What? Lucy delivers, dude.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no more. Yeah, that's grab crazy. One of the Lucy pouches.
The product that sets Lucy apart is Lucy Breakers. It's nicotine pouches, but with a tiny capsule inside. The capsule contains liquid flavor that saturates the pouch before it's even in use. Break it with your teeth and boom, instant nicotine release when you need it. Let's level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/drenched and use promo code drenched to get 20% off your first order. Lucy offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Lucy.co and use code DRENCH to get 20% off and always free shipping. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Hey. Warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Yes.
Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members. It is the most fun and exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats for a shot to win up to 100 times your cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this playoff basketball season is the most simple way to get in on the action. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and submit your lineup. Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your lineups stay in play even
That's
if
nice.
That is kind of nice. Even if one of your players gets injured this playoff basketball season, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. I mean, that's just very
that's nice.
Nice. Yeah, I'm gonna pick through some of the players too. I think a lot of these guys. I'm gonna go. I would pick under on everything.
Really?
Yeah.
You think no one's scoring?
I think no one's scoring as much. I don't think these guys can score as much as some of these Vegas guys think.
Well, it's playoff ball, dude. You might be right. There's a lot of defense.
A lot
guys
of defense.
Are going off. Brunson's been going nuts. He ended my sweet Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He blew it?
He killed the Sixers. He sent them to the grave. DiVincenzo is nice, though. You'd like him.
I do. I know what you're talking about.
Nova Wop.
Oh, really?
Sweet Villanova White Wop.
He's a three shooter.
What's he at? I'd like to see his points because I think he was 17 points.
Let me see.
Lock of the week, dude. We picked a Wop from the Knicks.
There you go. There it is. Okay. Download that app today and use code Drenched for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app and use code Drenched for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. I got to get my picks in as soon as we get off this. Don't shine on my penis.
James. James, put that honker away, dude.
The pool was crazy too. I was really confused in the pool because I was like, dude, are heterosexual guys like a spectacle?
Yeah, we are a spectacle here.
It was all gay men at the pool.
It was just hot women in bikinis,
yes,
and gay dudes oiled up in Speedos.
Yeah.
And then four fucking pasty idiots jumping in a 3-foot pool.
Breath holding contest,
wrestling, seeing who could swim backwards, screaming.
Yeah. But I swear to God, I was like, are gay guys, like, two things. I thought gay guys had more fun than straight guys. Then I started going, I don't think so. I think in the pool, I was like, we're having way more fun.
You can be silly. Yeah.
Gay guys are pretty silly too.
Not in the pool. That gotta look good.
They can't be silly in the pool, but I think they're silly later at night. I think at 2 a.m. they get really silly.
Gooses get together. I felt it's such a gay neighborhood. I don't know why I tucked my shirt in when I was walking to your hotel. I felt comfortable. I thought, like, you know, I would never usually tuck my shirt in, but as I'm on this little walk, I think I'm gonna tuck my shirt in. I don't know what I was like. I'm proud of my body. I'm trying the tuck. And then when I got to the hotel and you were like, Spade's here, I was like, fuck, untuck the shirt immediately.
That would have been awesome if you walked in with a tucked in shirt. Can I see you? Is this the tucked in? We've become Hollywood fucking ghouls, dude.
Why?
Just making him unbuckle his pants in our hotel
room. True. Let me, I don't know, I'm gonna get some good footage for our slideshow here.
This is gonna be a good. You look good like that. Damn, dude.
Put the dick away, dude.
You look good.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
That's a little too high.
That is nice.
You look like a 49er. You look like a gold mine.
You look good, dude. You look like an architect.
You look good like that.
Yeah, dude. I'm happy. But we're in West Beverly Hills, it is?
West Hollywood.
I'm happy West Hollywood fucking gave you that experience. We're like, you know what, dude? There's so many gay guys around. I'm going to tuck my shirt in.
Wait, I didn't understand the...
I get it. I actually get it.
Oh, you mean like you're not ashamed of your body?
It's like, it feels better to fit
in. It feels accepting.
It's like, I'm exploring new parts of myself.
Non-sexually.
No, just the
tuck. Ew.
Yeah.
James?
Just tuck. I might tuck too tonight.
You tuck sometimes.
I'm saying I might tuck something. I might tuck my dong, dude.
Yeah, your dick.
I might tuck my dong.
When I was a boy, I tried, you know, teenager.
What happens when you tuck?
The penis is too forward. I can't get the penis.
You mean like
under
a boner? Like,
no, I mean like even flaccid as they come, I can't get every. I think maybe it sits just like half an inch too high up. I can't get it behind the legs.
Interesting.
Can you get it behind the legs?
Yeah. I have a tiny penis. So I can get my penis behind my legs.
I'd make a terrible drag queen. It just feels very uncomfortable.
Well, you have a gigantic penis that's always poking out of your pants.
No, it's not true. It's all optics. It's all optics.
Yeah. You're like, James, those sweatpants have drawstrings? He goes, it turns around. Yeah, actually, it's just a fucking...
It's just cock.
Just an elephant nose in everyone's face. I'm like, dude, come on, man.
That was fun.
That was very funny.
I'm retiring the gray.
The gray sweats?
Ever since we pointed out your penis and your gray sweatpants, I haven't worn mine once.
Yeah, then you go. Yeah,
and they go, well, now that we're all making fun of it, everyone's going to see my fucking dongs.
Dude, I was coming off the plane. I was with Brittany. I was flying, and like I walked out, and she goes like, oh, wow, what, are you happy to see me? And I was like, I just came out 2 seconds. I came out half a second. I'm like, do you look at dicks all day? Like, I think that, and she was just started laughing. I'm like, girls look at dicks all day long.
They better not.
It's annoying.
They better not.
I hate it.
That changes a lot of things for me.
Yeah, man. Although it's like, I think it's just about the way you move. If you move, if you have the penis on display, and you just move real good, they're like, oh, hell yeah.
They like the way you move.
That's what I tell myself all the time. I'm like, it's all about the way you move,
dude. It's about the motion in the ocean.
If your tiny penis is sticking out of your fucking sweatpants.
It doesn't matter if you have a tiny penis and you're in West Hollywood where everybody has a gay giant cock.
Yeah, just tuck your shirt in, dude.
Everyone's either a homeless guy with a monster cock. You've seen those boys jacking off before, right?
No.
Dude, I've caught a couple of these guys. Every single time a homeless guy's jacking off in
really?
Public. It's comically big.
Yeah.
I walked past, this guy was just in a phone booth in New York. I was like, oh, nice, they still have phone booths. And I looked in, it was a black dude with his dick in his knee, like, ah. And I was honestly, this is true, I was walking with a girl at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I was honestly like, holy shit, this is embarrassing. Now she's seen the biggest dick of all time.
We were walking one time.
I was jealous of the homeless man jacking off in a phone booth. He's becoming
are.
Superman. Dude.
We all are. Yeah.
He was transferring.
I'm just on the outside, like, I'm next. Please, come on. Taking forever. Yeah, we saw a guy peeing one time. Huge dick. And Brittany's like, oh my God, he's peeing. I'm like, all right, we know he's peeing. Yeah. Stop looking at his fucking giant dick.
Look at his giant cock.
Come on. See, that's just upsetting. I'm like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, of course.
His giant peeing dick. Stream. The stream is probably ripping.
It's a river.
It's like, fuck, dude. Fuck.
If you got a big penis, you should have a loose stream. Do you know? Because you got a big penis, big urethra, no pressure. All should just dribble out. No?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's the small penis that can really shoot up and win those competitions as a schoolboy.
Bro, it's a sawed off. It's a sawed off, bro. You got that sawed off shotgun. It comes flying out. But no, I think I don't know. I'd have to. I'm trying to think. Every time I pee, it's pretty slow. It's pretty slow. Pretty.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty slow.
I don't think it comes out of me. Actually, I think it just falls out of my butt because my dick's so big. But yeah, the week's been fun though, man. It's been a very, very fun time.
Yeah,
doing stand up and being in sunny California. I got to walk around today. It was very nice.
California is very nice.
It is very, very sweet.
It's too bad the libs have fucking ruined it.
Not after the roast.
Roast is bringing it back. Dude. There's going to be a Republican governor here shortly.
Wasn't there apparently the mayor was close? That's what I was hearing yesterday.
Yeah.
The mayor was almost a Republican.
There's a guy who, he was a Democrat, but he was like tough on crime and shit.
Okay. So he
almost got it, yeah. I think he's a Dem. I think you have to be here.
Yeah, I would assume so. Repub's more Orange County. But shit. But what else, man? What else is going on?
Nothing. Everything's just been cool. So
I know.
It's kind of hard to talk about.
I know. It is tough. I think
Oh, the premiere was fucking great.
That was awesome.
Tyre's premiere was awesome. That made me so happy. It made me so happy. It's way different than comedy.
Yeah, watch.
Like doing stand up, you get a laugh and you're like, yeah, whatever. Fuck, I got to do the next joke. Fuck.
Yeah, but it's almost, you're almost Huck Finn in your own funeral. Like yeah, you're sitting there watching yourself on screen and then watching people react to you. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah, it was awesome. Made me the happiest I've been in a while when Gerben got on, like all that. It was so fun.
Dude.
Gerben gave a speech before, we had dinner before the premiere and a guy from Netflix gave a speech and then I was like, you have to make Steve. And he was like, all right. And I was like, call him the big star, call him the Netflix's next big thing. Damn. And he did that and he was like, your Netflix's next big thing. And he was like, did Shane tell you to say this? And then he was like, you got to give a speech, Steve. And he was like, well, Shane should give the speech. I'm not giving a speech. I was like, Steve, stop being rude, dude. You're the number one superstar. Please give the speech. And then he gave a very, very nice speech. And I had to say, shut up, because I was starting to cry.
Oh, that's
I was
really
like,
nice.
Dude, shut the fuck up.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it was really, really
Gerben
nice.
Is an absolute fucking treat.
He's the best.
It was also... Dude, it's crazy.
He's a company man, dude.
He is, dude.
He's a Bud Light man.
Bud Light company man.
Company man. He's been drinking 3 Bud Lights a night. Because we went out in Westchester when we were filming, and he was like, we'd be out. He had 3 beers in, like, for real, 3 hours.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm too drunk. And I was like, physically, you can't.
Yeah.
Your body would have metabolized all that. It's literally zero. If you had a breathalyzer, you'd blow a 0.1 or 0.1 right now. There's nothing in you. And he's like, I'm telling you, I just get too drunk. So I think he felt bad. Now he's been training. He's been drinking 3 Bud Lights a night to be like, you're right. It feels so good. He loves it. Dude, he's becoming a man. He is. He golfs during the day, and then he drinks Bud Light. He watches the Phillies every day now.
That's so sick.
He drinks Bud Light and watches the Phils.
And he's jacked, dude.
And he got jacked. He's fucking ripped. Gervies is a man now.
That's awesome. It's crazy. Yeah. He became a man. All because he drank three company, beers. He's a
company, man. You have three beers and watch the Phillies.
Drinking moderately is very nice if you can do it. If you can drink three drinks, it's nice.
I was on the precipice last night.
Yeah, I saw you dip out. I was like, nice work.
Yeah. I mean, it was late. It wasn't even that late. It was like 1.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Yeah. I wanted to go to bed way earlier, and I just had the late coffee.
You were having fun, though.
Just having too much fun, dude. I was skateboarding last night.
Yeah, with that. Yeah, fuck, that was fun.
I'm terrible with names. It was Ian Fidance, obviously, who wears a helmet and wrist guards, which is the funniest thing in the world.
He wore a helmet and wrist guards?
He just started skateboarding like 3 days ago. Who was the one comic when we walked in? He's like a
Chappelle.
Is his name Chappelle?
His name Chappelle. Black dude. Yeah.
Dude, he has a board in his fucking Jeep.
He's one of the nicest.
He's the man.
He's so
dude.
Cool.
He's absolutely.
Dude, he was a male
man.
Cheerleader. What? For 15 years. He's like a freak cheerleader.
Obviously, bass holding up the babes.
And yeah, but he could do flips and shit. He's awesome.
Whoa, he could do all
that
stuff.
Huge. Yeah.
Shit, damn, that's crazy. Jacked, so he was like a gymnast.
Yeah.
That's a giant gymnast.
Like super competitive male cheerleading.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Brittany was a super competitive cheerleader. Yeah. Every time she's like the male cheerleaders, I always think about them grabbing her butt. I'm like, fuck that. That should be strong girls. That's fucked up.
It should
dude.
Just be the big dogs. Yeah, the base. The base of the pyramid.
I'm like, yeah, but they grab you. Like, yeah, but it's not like that. I'm like, it's like that.
I do like the, anytime, like I was walking the other day and I saw a group of like influencer girls doing a TikTok dance in like an alley.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls was very, very fat.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck yeah.
That is nice.
Good for her. When I was younger, you know, you see the fat cheerleader from the opposing team's high school, you'd be like, and now I've gotten older and I'm like, I respect what they're up to.
Me too.
Just going out there and going, I don't give, they're tucking their shirt in.
They are.
They're saying, I'm in West Hollywood. I can be fat.
Be fat and dance.
One of the first things I did when I came to America last year was I went to a high school football game. Yeah. And the halftime show was incredible. But I found out that about the skinny girls are cheerleading and the fat girls wave a flag. You got four fat girls. Yeah, four. They got cool.
The flag. They're like the flag bearers.
Yeah. But like, that's funny that some teachers like, you're a fat girl. You got a flag. You're hot. Let's see your underpants.
No, they're
it's
like,
nice that there's something for the fat girls to do. That section of the ensemble must have gotten a lot bigger over the last 20 years in this country.
The flag's good. It's like, you know when you're at like an outdoor patio furniture and there's that really heavy base that holds the umbrella?
Yeah. They're always the base, yeah. You need a sturdy bitch to hold
the base
of the pyramid. That's how the Egyptians did it.
Yeah. We need big women. Big women truly are beautiful. It's just, you know, they have to.
They're also just hilarious.
They're very funny. They are very funny, very strong. I wouldn't mind figuring out a way to wrestle larger women. Just like, no, I'm serious.
I know, that's why it's funny.
The what?
There was, who was wrestling the women?
It was, what's his name?
Andy Kaufman was wrestling Kaufman. Women. But I would like to know, like, seriously and very discreetly, I'd like to, like, get set up, like, a small, like, a jiu-jitsu thing where I just wrestle, like, very big women and just,
sturdy broads.
Sturdy babes.
Push them around a little.
Push them around, get kind of shoved around. You see what they're about, you know. I think it'd be kind of nice.
Test their power. You want to test their torque, dude. Yeah.
It's not cheating. I'm testing power.
You need to test the power.
It wouldn't be, yeah. It wouldn't be. I'd make my wife watch.
Yeah.
I'd say you have to watch. Make sure they don't get out. Yeah.
This is going to, yeah. I know where this is going.
What are you talking about?
This is going to be extreme fucking, what's that wrestling? What's that porn you like?
The fuck is it called?
Extreme domination or
fuck, what the fuck is it called?
I don't know, but Matt used to jack off to
wrestling porn.
wrestling porn. And now, years later, he's sitting here going, I'd like to get into wrestling.
I'd like
women.
A referee there in case they would put their hands on my pants, that would be called, it'd be flagged.
Would the referee be a beautiful woman?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be fucking sick.
Just, you know, I don't want, yeah.
And your wife's watching, cheering?
My wife would be watching, cheering, scoring. Just more so in my corner.
Would you want her cheering for you or against you?
Depends on the day, brother.
Because if she's cheering against you and a big dog's holding you down and a hot referee is like, I'll allow it, and she starts grabbing you.
Now, that's not, I'm talking about physical fitness. That sounds like a sexual thing.
It's not sexual.
I'm talking about physical
fitness. It's not sexual. None of this is
sexual.
What
you're describing. The way you're now you're describing that, that sounds a bit sexual. I would like. It depends on the day. I don't know. I'd like to have her in my corner, but I wouldn't mind her. Like, you know.
I know somebody who would also really love this.
Who?
The catamaran playing, dude. James, you get worked up, dude. You're a very sexual man.
I felt like I was the biggest pervert because before I fixed my Instagram algorithm, I managed to convince it that I've put on safe mode. I'm not getting any politics. I'm not getting any tits, nothing. But the last thing that set me over the edge of like, it knows I'm a degenerate and I don't want that part of myself out there was the breastfeeding women. And I thought it was just me getting that. If a woman would come out full nipples out and then a child, people are telling me it's a doll.
Yeah.
But last night it was confirmed that other people are getting this as well. And I felt it's not on me. It's on the company pushing the breastfeeding content. That is the most it goes children getting blown up in Gaza and breastfeeding women with an actual child in the shot as the two most hideous.
You can also
reels.
Do plastic surgery before and afters too. They let you show tits. You can do a lady's like cut up
something. Oh Christ.
Yeah, they let those things fly. But yeah, Lemaire was telling me about the breastfeeding thing and I'm like, that's nothing to celebrate, dude, you sicko.
Yeah.
Because there's a baby.
Yeah.
It's like there's a baby there.
It's not CP, but it's not a world away from it's sexualizing the
it's yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Man.
Dude, you know what?
There's this I love catamaran content and there's Sailing La Vagabonda is like the number one hot couple who sail around the world. Mm. And they had kids and now they sail around the world with their kids. And I looked at the Reddit and it's, you know, people going, she's so hot, this woman, she's so... But to post pictures of her being hot in a way that's not creepy because her kids are in all the videos, they've just like colored all their children out. So you're looking, it's like her in a bikini and like a black shadow where a child used to be. So it's like, this is fine. There's nothing weird going on here. There's just a huge chasm in the middle of the photo. Yeah, Stalin has taken a child out of it.
Dude, you know what's fucked up? So last night, whenever I could not sleep at all last night. So I put on, obviously, No Jumper. So I'm listening to No Jumper, dude. And I forget who he was talking to, but they were talking about Girls Gone Wild and how that was basically a child porn distribution ring that was getting sold on TV. Because he was like, dude, they were college kids. So there'd probably be underage, a lot of underage girls. And it's like, you just present this guy a fake ID and be like, here you go. And he was like, yeah, they were technically selling what could have been sometimes child porn on TV for years.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I never thought about that.
Yeah, thankfully we were kids.
I know. Thank all.
We was kids.
Thank God. We were kids.
We was kids.
Because the analogy or the, it was actually kind of cool. He was talking about how MTV Grind was like the face of it. And then at nighttime, it was like those same chicks, and they would just get hammered.
What was MTV Grind?
MTV Grind? You never saw that show? It was when
like Spring Break?
Yes. It was when people would be in bikinis, and jack dudes would be like just fucking dancing, and it's a black dude tearing it up in jeans.
Even as a kid, I never wanted to be a part of that. I remember watching those Spring Break MTV things, and even as a kid being like, that looks like shit out there.
Oh, I wanted to go so bad.
Really?
Yeah, I wanted to go so badly. I wanted to go grind. I wanted to grind.
Yeah, I take that back. Grinding fucking ruled.
Grinding's so
going to a party,
sick.
Being like, all right, we're gonna grind. And it was funny too because we went to a very small. I grew up in a small school. Like we went to a small school, so it was just the same eight girls and the same eight guys.
Just grinding
every weekend. We'd be like, all right, we're going to a party this weekend. Just grinding in some kid's basement. Be like, nice, sick. See you next week.
Grinding was so
grinding
sick,
on the exact same girls. We'd all have the same girlfriend.
I know.
And then you'd switch. We'd girlfriend swap with your boys
and grind. Yeah, I've said that before, man. It's like those parents that just let seventh graders down a finished basement and like check on them every 2 hours. It's like, don't. What are you doing, boy? That's crazy to be like, I'm gonna. It was like I had a boy girl party not till I was like in high school. And my parents were gone, obviously, so I shouldn't call it a boy-girl party. It sounds kind of lame. I threw a party at my parents' house. But like, there was like,
party.
It was a boy-girl party. But there was like, I remember the parents would just do that. And it's like,
yeah,
why are you setting this environment up?
We'd all just get hand jobs and fingers.
Yes, dude.
That's the whole point of the party is you'd go into a back room and finger a girl.
I just want you getting fingered in my house where it's safe.
You'd be in my room. Yeah, you'd be next to like a fucking water heater just like huddled against it, just getting a hand job in a fucking basement.
Those were the days, though.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a beautiful thing to like.
No, it's disgusting.
Like, it's time I have a bunch of children have sex in my house.
Oh God!
Aside from all this, I had a
I had the latest puberty at my school, so I was.
True.
No, where it's basically a basement free. We've got a lot of backyards, so a lot of this went on in backyards. But I didn't hit puberty till I was like 17.
Whoa.
So I was the oldest soprano in the boys' choir they'd ever had. So I escaped a lot of this until university. Of course. Sublime.
I want to join a choir so bad, dude. I want in.
You
want
to do
yeah,
a choir?
Dude, fucking choir would be awesome.
You guys got to get out of West Hollywood, dude.
No, I've been. This I've thing, wanted.
This land's tearing us apart.
I've wanted to be in a choir before.
We need dude, to go singing? Back to the East Coast, dude.
My cousin was in the Philadelphia Boys Choir. Where Ajax.
Ajax. Well, that
Ajax on, is a nasty is a singer, bro. He's a nasty singer, dude. There's something like for real that's very good about singing with a bunch of people. Yeah. It's very good for you. I think
it's why, when you're at the New Mass and they bring out the electric guitar or whatever, or they're playing the pre-recorded music, it's terrible. You want to sing with everybody you're there. It's so nice. Sunday morning, all singing together.
Yeah.
Although the Austin Cathedral has a great Mass. Sadly, I went out to change my son's diaper during the Mass, and there was a crackhead next to my car. So that was exciting. He should have come in and heard the good word. But
true. What was he doing to your car? Was he like?
He was just right next to it, smoking crack and looking at me changing my son.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I get going to a church where they have fucking like drums and a guitar.
Yeah. It's
like, what are you doing?
Putting your hands in the air.
Yeah, and there's some weird guy with his fucking button-down shirt tucked into his pants playing fucking saxophone.
Yeah, those. The churches where people put their hands up. Like, I mean, I'm obviously two hands around on camera. Yeah,
that was a Roman salute.
That was. I mean, I'm holding a microphone.
Just for the record, Matt gave a Roman salute. accidental Roman salute.
Well, yeah, I was holding up. You know, I was trying to. Yeah, whatever. But the Roman salute. So funny.
Who was that? That was like it was a Roman salute. He was at a fucking.
Was it Fuente?
Was it Spencer?
Yeah, it was Richard Spencer.
Richard Spencer was at like a Charlottesville type rally. From the back of like a, he wasn't even in a cool fucking Mercedes. He was like standing in the back of a Sebring.
Yeah,
he was in tossing back. Up clearly a Hitler salute. And he was like, "That was a Roman salute." I don't know why anyone would think that.
Yeah, what happened with the frat boys? Didn't the frat boys, the pendulum did swing, dude. Didn't the frat boys
battled against? Well, because everybody, even if you're pro Palestine, the college kids are bothering everybody.
Yeah,
they're not helping.
It's a shame that is a activity. I mean, there's like when I went to college, it's like you go to the bar, try to get pussy, get weed.
Yeah.
Now it seems like you must do public activism in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Which that's kind of annoying. Although getting that activist pussy would be nice, dude.
Yeah.
You and a babe
going home, being like, we made a difference today. Now it's time.
We made a better world.
Yeah, but the frat bros went after them, and then it's just stoking. It actually looked like 2016 again.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of fucking dudes in like American flag overalls and
pink
shit.
Shorts.
Just patriots screaming at minorities and fucking college kids.
Yeah, it's not the move.
It was perfect for the media. It's exactly what they want ahead of this election. That's
what they didn't show on the media, which blew up on X, was the frat boys defending the American flag. When the Palestinian protesters were trying to tear down the American flag to put up the Palestinian flags, and the frat boys got around the flag. We're putting their bodies on the line to keep the flag. That was beautiful. That should have been on. Nice. Should have been on every news broadcast.
It's also embarrassing. Any of them are.
It must be so nice though to be one of the frat bros. You're just jacked. You're all on steroids. You're getting drunk. You go down and get to beat up the activists.
Yes, yeah, it does rule. I'm just saying it is just embarrassing. They're like, we're putting this one up. It's like, no, dude.
Yeah, of course it's all embarrassing, but. Defending the American flag with a solid pass set is a
also.
Dream.
I think you're legally allowed to like punch somebody if they're like trying to like mess the flag up. Yeah. I think you're allowed to beat them up.
I think it's you're allowed to burn people who try to come for the flag.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That is kind of sick. It's just so funny, dude.
If you're not even aware of repercussions, who cares? You're just down there. You're like, sure, there's gonna be a lot of news cameras, and I'm gonna look like a racist, but who cares?
Psycho,
I'm in Delta Chi right now. I can go down there and get jacked and push over some ladies.
Yeah, that meant like a big old looking oak floored living room. Be like, we gotta do something, bro. Yeah. This is fucking bullshit. Yeah, you can't make fun of them because it's just as ridiculous as all the other stuff. It's like, people are taking in too much inflammatory stuff. On my YouTube, I try to like get rid of this stuff and it's nonstop. Like, can you believe fucking blah, blah, blah? And it's like, I don't want to watch this, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this anymore. The Bible quotes have infiltrated my YouTube. That's the best. It's the best of just a dude narrating the Bible, and I fall asleep to it. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's good.
It's very nice, yeah.
I thought you were getting hit with like those reels.
No.
Those like, Fear the Lamb reels.
Those are nasty.
Sick,
those
dude.
Are...
Oh, I'll show you some Fear the Lamb.
Yeah, those are nasty.
My bad. It's always Baldwin from Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, yes.
It's always Baldwin.
I've seen when he goes like, do you think you know how your story ends? No, man, no. I've never seen Kingdom of Heaven, but I watched those
clips. Oh, it's awesome.
How long do you want this episode to be?
It doesn't matter.
Do an hour on this, and then we'll just slide to the page.
Fear the Lamb, it's just a bunch of... Sometimes the good. It's just very funny. They try to make badass like AI edits.
This is what I get. This is my YouTube algorithm now.
Do not fret because of those who are evil.
Sick.
Or be envious of those who do wrong.
That's nice.
It's very nice, dude.
This is just, now they got Fear the Lamb gear. It's about getting jacked and loving God.
Dude, that's been hitting my algorithm is jacked. Yeah. Yo!
Anytime you go to the gym, you got to think of the Passion of the Christ.
You have to. That was that. That was Adam Devine's character from Righteous Gemstones of like dudes getting jacked for Jesus. That's starting to infiltrate.
It started in the 1900s. They called it
really
muscular Christianity. That's why people started playing sport in boarding schools.
That's why sport was invented in elite boarding schools. It was muscular. The doctrine of muscular Christianity.
Oh, nice.
Good vigorous activity would stop boys. Because they were before then, they you know the buggery was out of control.
Yeah,
and it was pretty bad afterwards as well. But sport offered a pleasant. The poofy behavior had to come to an end. Shirts were getting untucked.
What's
then.
What's the other one? You're not say woolly.
Woolly. Well, woolly woofter is I think all right, but poofter is definitely frowned
upon. It's crazy. The slang you have for gay guys is gay.
Poofter.
Poofter is a gay insult.
It's what's it? Is it onomatopoeia? Thing that sounds like what it is.
Oh, really?
That's not onomatopoeia. I don't know what... Is it onomatopoeia?
That's what onomatopoeia is, but what would poofta be?
Well, you're poofta. Poofta. It sort of sounds...
Yeah, I was going to say... Yeah.
A little pink fart comes out.
Poofta. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Farting out your gay butt.
Yeah, I'm big into muscular Christianity right now. It's so tight, dude. That's for real. It is funny, and B, it's like so sick.
Yeah, getting jacked for God.
Because it doesn't make sense to do really much else. It's like, I'm not going to get fired up over the news. I'm not going to do this. It's like, yeah, I'll just get jacked and think about the Bible. It's
yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That's truly one of the best things you can pop, like the best combination. Damn. Ryan Garcia is a man.
800 to 1, and you just pull off a massive upset. How'd you do it?
God did. My heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, I'll give you all the glory. And can you do it? Without you, I love you so much.
Peace. Fear the Lamb, dude. We have to get
Fear
jacked.
Fear the Lamb, Ron Garcia. Fear the Lamb, Ron Garcia.
He's the fucking best. Yeah, we have to get jacked and Christian. I have a ma'am now, right?
You have what?
Brittany had a sir. I have a ma'am now.
What do you mean?
I have a lady who tracks all my. I'm doing a 5-week thing.
Oh, I forgot about sir.
I have a ma'am. So sir.
Sir. Talk sir, about sir again.
So my wife.
She almost got tricked, dude.
She was fully in it. It was my... So her friend, I'm friends with her as well, she's from Jamaica. So her and like her sisters and cousins, like friends from Jamaica had caught on to this guy who was a Jamaican like fitness guy, like a fitness guru from Jamaica. So he had like this meal program. You would follow it, you'd work out, you'd send him your stuff. It's pretty normal, like online personal training stuff. But the guy demanded that... It was all women too. Yeah. So he had this little like... it was like this like little like WhatsApp of just him and a bunch of women who would all have to call him sir and then like tell them what they ate today. And he would be real nasty, send all these before and after pics, all this stuff.
Yeah, this guy was...
It was crazy. Sir. And then he would just be like little motivation. He would just send a jacked picture with his shirt off. It was the funniest fucking thing. So Brittany's friend is like, yeah, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do a fitness thing. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And I'm like, looking at the thread, I'm like, what the fuck is this? She goes, well, he wants us to call him sir. And I was like, what?
You are not calling, you can't call him sir.
Dude, so right away, I was like, this is ridiculous. And it was for real. Like, he would, if anyone said, like, well, I don't know, he would make a public display of them and be like, I don't need back. This is what you don't do. And it was like a high control environment where, like, you, like, calories, anything you ate, you had to take a picture and send it. It was a fucking, like, cult.
Did he ever meet the ladies?
No, that was the thing. When he was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So he, oh, I think he did meet some of them.
Didn't he like, had, wasn't there like part, like the final step is you have to fly down to them?
No, there was, what was it? There was something. I remember she was going to Jamaica at one point. I don't know if it was before or after. And I was like, dude, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you if you're down here with fucking the guy.
If you're down there with sir.
But no, it wasn't that. But I think there was... I mean, dude, it was just ladies sending pictures of women in their underwear.
Yeah.
And he was definitely meeting up with some of them who lived down there. That was my one saving grace. I'm like, thank fucking God.
Yeah, thankfully an ocean separating us.
Yes. The ocean.
Because sir is...
Sir was a menace.
That's
dude.
A formidable opponent.
Dude. Sir was a fucking menace. But yeah, no, I remember finally I was like, bro, for real, like, this is fucked up. You can get another version of this.
Yeah.
That's not like a psycho. But no, so she ended up finding a lady. She found a ma'am. She escaped sir. She found a ma'am. So now I have a ma'am. I'm like, I'm going to do a ma'am. So I have a lady.
I love also when, like, a girl that you're seeing is like, what? You're being weird. He's not trying to be sexual towards me.
Dude.
And then a couple months later, they're like, you were right. He's trying to fuck.
Yeah. Before and after. He'd be like,
yeah, I told you.
Dude, it was like...
When I was dating the one girl that would always... She was like a model, an Instagram model for like a photographer. I was like,
yeah.
That photographer is trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
She's like, we're going to the beach to take pictures. And I'm like, well, that's... I don't like that. That's obviously you're trying to fuck that photographer. You guys are fucking...
Yeah.
And then she was like, nah. And then a year later, it was like, yeah, he got drunk and told me he wanted to fuck me. And I was like, yeah, what the fuck did you think that was? I
told you, my brother Tom did the best one ever where he goes, it was with an ex. And he was like, that guy's trying to fuck you. He's like, nah. He goes, call him right now. He's like, he has a girlfriend. He's like, he doesn't care. And he's like, he's not like that. Tom goes, call him right now and be like, yeah, I would like to like hook up with you and your girlfriend. See what he says. And I think I don't know if she texted him or what, but she was just like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
He's like, he's going to say fucking yeah.
He's going to answer yes immediately.
Exactly. But
he's
it was
just a normal man.
It's just, he's but a man.
Just innocent, man.
But yeah, the sir was like, I think the falling out occurred before the trip. That's what I was trying to think. But it was like, he started just like any little thing. Like, what's that? What's this? Do this. Don't put this seasoning on. Put this on, dude. And it was fucking, I was like, dude, this is crazy. But now we have a ma'am who tracks all of our macros.
That's nice.
It's very nice.
Now that's fine.
Dude, because I have somebody, it's a 5-week program, and there's a lady who will be like, let's go. And I also, dude, I show off for her so much. I fucking fast. She's like, you didn't eat dinner last night? I'm like, yeah, I didn't want to eat any junk food.
I wanted to fast for you, mommy.
I fast for my ma'am all the time. I skip dinner. She's like, you need to eat more. I was just like, I just love this. I love ma'am. The pain, babe. I just love the pain.
You fear the lamb. Yeah. You fear the man.
I fear the man. But yeah, I didn't eat dinner. I just listened to Bible quotes on YouTube. So yeah, in case you're interested in that. But yeah, I'm going to try to start like freaking her out. Just not eating for like 4 days. Like, what's up? Be like, no, I just didn't eat. You've helped me lose weight. She's going to probably just get scared. She's going to think I have an eating disorder.
Yeah.
She's like, well, no, I've been chewing up food and just spitting it out. So
I think that is an eating disorder. If you're not eating for a man.
No, it's not a disorder. I'm turning it around. It's very regimented. But if chewing food up and spitting it out, I think technically is very, you're on the doorstep.
If you're chewing food and spitting it out, you're
what? It makes sense, dude.
Up, dude.
Just why do you have to swallow it? Get the taste.
Because you know the swallow is the CP, dude. It's so good.
You could chew up a chocolate bar and just spit it out. And you would be eating it, essentially. You're just not incorporating it into your body. I've always told people this. They're always like, that's weird, man. I don't think.
Have you ever tried it?
I've done it before.
It doesn't
if
work.
If I'm pigging on snacks and pigging, I'll just be like in the middle of eating and be like, I don't need this. And just be chewing and just go.
Nice.
And spit it out.
You go, I won.
Yeah, I won.
This has
I got
no power over me on my fifth slice of pizza. What was I thinking? so full. You can't. I was close to hogging today, dude.
Where are you?
I went to that pizza place I've been
how many
yapping about. I got two.
Okay.
Two plain cheese, and then was strongly considering going back to the register and ordering a third. If it, you know, you can't do that. You can't go back up.
It might be pizza night for me tonight.
You can't get back in line.
Yeah.
I tried to eat so many times yesterday. That sucked. Post Malone came into the room and I was like,
you were thrilled to see it, but a big part of you was like, I won't be allowed to eat pizza for some time.
Yeah, well, we didn't eat.
I didn't eat dinner either.
Yesterday.
We did not eat dinner. So I had an email this morning, a very inquisitive email, being like, what's up?
Oh, the man.
Man was like,
oh, nice.
I told you to eat three meals. What are you doing? I was like, I was trying to hit it.
We fasted.
I was like, I fasted. We fasted
in honor of Post Malone.
I was like, I would have. Yeah, exactly.
He said, Post Malone showed up. We can't eat.
I can't go get a fucking taco.
Where are we at? We should switch over.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Yay.
Thank you.
Nice. Let's take a break.
We'll go over to the Patreon.
Yay.